Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Story here from Channel 5. The world-traveling rideshare foodie made his way to Kansas City to try some different barbecue. Creskin Torres has been to all 50 states on a unique mission to try new cuisines and meet new people as a rideshare driver. He's a Baltimore native. He travels the country for more than just a bite to eat. He says that having conversations while driving locals has allowed him to learn about each state's history and its culture. He tried dirty soda in Utah, coffee milk in Rhode Island, chili and cinnamon rolls in Nebraska, and he came to Kansas City last week, where he ventured on Jack Stack, Arthur Bryant's, Gates, and Joe's Kansas City, among others. And Creskin, the rideshare foodie, joins us on the KMZ hotline. Hello, Creskin.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for calling in.
I love this story, by the way.
Kansas City.
Oh, how did you enjoy your time here?
Oh, well, I've been there multiple times, so it wasn't my first time. I've been there 4 times. I love Kansas and the state of Missouri.
Good.
So it's been awesome. Every time I come back, you know, you guys show me love, so, you know, I got to show love back.
Hmm.
So how did you come up with this idea to do 50 states and try cuisines in every, and these are local favorites that you were trying?
Well, to me, it just made sense. Coming from Baltimore, most people don't leave. And that's something I noticed around the United States for the last, I've been doing this for 8 years, by the way.
Yeah.
So it's not my first rodeo. But, you know, something I noticed, people usually don't leave. If they do travel, they don't travel that far. And they typically don't know much about their own state, wherever they live. So I was just like, took upon myself to, you know, come up with an idea. To me, it just made sense. You know, I'm driving here in Baltimore. I see the same things every day.
Yeah.
I drive across the United States and see how other people live. And it gives you an opportunity to share culture, because now you have people that have never been to Baltimore, don't know much about Maryland. They get to ask me questions, and, you know, I get to learn about a little bit about them and where they're from. So it's pretty awesome. It just made sense to me, but it was just a great way and a great opportunity to see the United States as a whole.
Creskin, you say in the Channel 5 article that having conversations while driving around the country with locals has allowed you to meet people, obviously, but learn about each state's history and culture. What are some of the most important takeaways? Because so many people will go their entire life and never see 50 states.
Exactly, because it's not something that's talked about much. What I've gotten from everyone, because I asked everyone that question, why haven't you traveled as much, or how many states have you been to? And if you ask your family members, your friends, if you ask the average person, how many states have you been to? It's not a common, you know, you're not going to get a common response of like at least 20 to 25 states. It's usually 4, 5, 6. And typically they're going to start with whatever states is, you know, within their region. That's what they're going to start off with. So I was just like, it's something I wanted to have a conversation with, you know, with people, and just, you know, people across the United States. Not only that, like just different communities. So that's include Amish. That's include Native reservation. I don't know if you guys ever been to a reservation. Native American. So that's a whole another cuisine that's not as mainstream that we need to dig deep into. I don't know if you guys have any of that in the state of Missouri, but indigenous cuisine, we got to give them a shout out to different tribes, because depending on where you are in the United States, different tribes, they have different cuisines and stuff like that. So it just gives you an opportunity to have conversation, which is something that's in the United States. And sadly, I'm surprised that nobody's thought of coming with at least a TV show or something like that, because most of what people know about different places and people is what they see on TV, TV shows and movies. That's usually what people repeat to me, is something they've seen on a movie or TV show. Do they still ride horses in South Dakota and North Dakota? You know, do people still drive? One of my cousins, he actually asked me this question. He was like, when you go into some of these states, do people drive on the right side of the road like we drive on, or do they drive on the opposite side of the road? Because it lets me know that most people view other states as almost like another country. It's almost foreign, because it's a completely different culture.
Creskin, there's always been this rivalry between the state of Missouri and the state of Texas over who has the best barbecue.
For real? I didn't know that.
Well, there has been. Kansas,
I did not know that.
Kansas City is well known for its barbecue, but yeah. You had barbecue mm-hmm. in Kansas City, Missouri, and in Texas. End the debate.
I lived in Texas. You know, so it just depends. So the thing about it is, it's kind of subjective because it depends on what the person enjoys. I enjoy ribs. I enjoy flavor. You know, some people enjoy sandwiches. Some people yeah. enjoy a plate of just pulled pork. You know, so it just depends what you like. If you like your rib sauce or your meat sauce, if you like them unsauced. Me, I lived in Texas for 2 years. You know, so I had 2 years to experience. I've never lived in Kansas City or the state of Missouri, so I haven't had a chance to go through the state, you know, or through the city to, you know, do a day by day of like where, you know, where the best find, best barbecue found. But I've loved the mesquite. I love the flavor of Texas,
yep.
And it's just been more consistent as far as like I could literally walk outside the door, and all I do is smell mesquite. It's a lot easier to find a lot of mom and pop like barbecue joints than it was specifically. And this is, it's not going to be fair because that's a whole state compared to like the city of Kansas City. You know, it's not fair. But I love like the pork steaks and all of that. And kid, that's why it's number two. I mean, that's nothing to sneeze at. Kansas City, y'all got it going on. Y'all need, I need to bring some of this stuff to Baltimore. We go crazy over some of that stuff y'all got.
All right, we got a minute left. You ate at a lot of barbecue joints. We got a minute left. You ate at a lot of barbecue joints in Kansas City. Who did you consider to be the best?
Oh, number one is Slaps. Slaps Barbecue by far.
Slaps.
Slaps.
Yes, Slaps. Slap it up.
Good for
slap,
you.
Slap it up.
Yeah, it's Slaps. I've been there 3 or 4 times now. Slaps. We got number two is Joe's. We got Joe's, the original at the gas station. They told me the first time I came there was in 2020. Kansas City put me on the spots. Especially, and then I got to give a shout out to Wichita because they definitely put me on a spot before because I stopped there before I came to Kansas City. So we got Slaps, we got Joe's, we got LC's, we got Arthur Bryant's, and Gates. They we want to leave them at the bottom. The sauce was too salty, so that's where we leave that at.
But
okay. You know, my number one is Slaps. Slap it up.
I'm
sorry we don't have enough time because I'm like, it's a lot to get in because I've experienced so much and it's been 8 years on the road.
Wow.
But it's been an incredible journey. If anybody wants to know more about it and follow, because now my focus is traveling abroad and sharing with whatever I learned here in America abroad. You see what I'm saying? So it's something I wanted to do, especially if I plan to travel countries. I want to be able to accurately describe, you know, the United States and almost like being an ambassador. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm proud of you, Kreskin, and I've got to give a shout out. My daughter just got back from Jordan, said it was one of the most incredible places she has ever seen.
Exactly. You know, exactly. Yeah, that's what I want, but I know some people want to ask me, so what can you tell me about America? What is American food? You know, to be able to actually break it down to not just like burgers and pizza, but to be able to accurately describe different the culture, not only that, the history behind the food and who made contributions. We don't talk much about people that have made contributions and sacrifices to the things that we have.
Love it.
Take it for granted.
Well, Kreskin, thank you for your time. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
We're going
to
follow
you
on
to Baltimore.
We will do it. I would love to. We're going to follow him on social. And for all of our listeners, he is at rideshareFoodies.com. RideshareFoodies.com.
Kreskin Torres, thank you again for your time. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.